Bamiwa has a new album. The group, made up of three Yupik men and one Inuit woman from Greenland, have been performing together since the 90s. Their new double album, Side A, Side B, offers traditional songs on one side mirrored by modern versions on the other. KSKA's Dacia Eaton has more.
Bamiwa's soulful harmonies would not be complete without the voice of Karina Muller.
I think what's special about this album is that there's a side A and a side B, and side A that's done just with the voices and the drum, and the other side, we have all kinds of amazing musicians.
Muller began performing with Bamiwa shortly after the group formed in 1996. Side A, Side B is their fifth album. Art imitates the artists on this album, who live in two worlds, celebrating and practicing their native traditions while embracing and incorporating sounds from the urban international city in which they live. Muller's favorite song on the new album is a Yupik song called Pulling.
We've been singing that song for years in many different ways. It's a, when you sing it, it's almost like a prayer. It means pulling from within.
The whole double album follows this dualistic pattern. Same songs, traditional drums and chant versions on one side, electric guitar and keyboard on the other. Was passed on to them by the mother of two other members of Bamiwa, Stephen and Philip Blanchett, their Yupik mother. But as Stephen Blanchett explains, the group is also influenced by the brother's African-American father.
Growing up with my dad, listening to R&B records, listening to Stevie Wonder and all these old jazz musicians and gospel music, and we mixed that with our traditional.
Stephen says the song he's most proud of on the new album is called Halibut. It's based on a traditional song from the Unungan people of the Aleutian Islands.
Unungan people were formerly known as Aleut. The language is Unangah, and their people are called Unungan.
The song is about halibut fishing.
It's really intense. It has this,
Stephen's brother Philip.
A lot of 60s and 70s style keyboards from like old clavinets. There's a lot of Hammond organ, B3, Leslie, and very simple recordings. And when we were mixing it, we were like, the code word was the brown sound. We wanted the brown sound. And it just kind of retro sepia.
Philip says the group collaborated with around 20 musicians to get those sounds. He says he most relished the opportunity to incorporate horns on the song Drum I Carry. Philip credits the fourth member of Bamiwa for composing several of the songs on the album. His name is
Asi Gairayo.
He most likes a song he composed called Bubblegum. He got the idea for the song, he says, from a kid who was chewing gum in a traditional dance class he was teaching.
He thought he was sneaky, but I caught him and I started teasing him about it, and he got embarrassed, and that's what I put into the song.
Bamiwa is a Yupik word that refers to the tail end of a dance. An alternate meaning is encore, or do it again, something listeners will be asking after they hear side A, side B. In Anchorage. I'm Daisha Eaton.